Hey there, After Buzzers. This is The Flash, Season 3, Episode 13, Attack on Gorilla City. See you soon.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello. Welcome. I am your host, Tari J. Miller, and I'm joined by wonderful people here on this panel. Starting to my left, we have Tiana Hobson.
Oh, why, hello there, everyone.
Where can they find you?
Oh, yeah, that part. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson. Sorry, I was mesmerized by your eyes. Sorry.
Oh, girl, it happens all
I know.
The time.
My bad, boo.
What about you, Yael?
I'm Yael Teagle. You can find me everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L, and I'm live in the chat, and everyone's been talking a lot. So catch it up.
Excellent. And today we have a super duper quadruple special guest, DJ Woldridge.
I'm a quadruple special guest. I'm DJ Woldridge. You can find me at DJ Talks Trash everywhere that matters.
Awesome.
Yes. Wow.
Everywhere that matters.
I love talking about these shows, and so I'm glad to be here to talk about The Flash.
Nice.
I'm so lucky to be here.
Yeah. Speaking of places that matter, don't forget to hit that thumbs up on that YouTubes if you're on the YouTubes.
I already told them.
Okay.
In the live chat.
Yeah, but maybe they're talking later.
No. Okay.
Yeah, and it has more weight when I say it because I'm important.
That's true.
You are.
Speaking of important, Jeff is on assignment.
Yeah, Jeff is on assignment. You can find him at JeffMasters1.
Yes.
Yes. So, we had a really action-packed episode today. We had Gorilla City, which is something that we've all been waiting for since season one, I would say.
Yes.
So
I know I have.
I mean, just what did you guys think overall in terms of the episode? And then we'll start breaking down some sweet, sweet specifics. Tiana.
Oh, no, I was going to let DJ start because I'm just thinking I'm really excited to hear how he feels about
it. DJ.
Listen,
this is everything I've ever wanted from this show in this episode. For the most part, I wasn't quite sold on some of the romantic stuff, but the flight with Solivar and Flash.
Oh yeah!
It just made my little nerd heart so happy. So I was in it. I'm in it. I'm excited for the next episode. I'm everything Grodd. I love that we live in a world that has a Flash show that has Grodd on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Yo?
I'm gonna steal your pun.
Okay.
And I think that it was Gorilla Silly.
Oh.
That's a Tari
nice,
pun.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a crazy silly episode.
Yeah.
I loved Julie in this episode. Mm-hmm. I usually hate him. But he was just so dumb. It was great. And at the end when he was like, "We all did it." I went, "No, you did not. Everyone else did. You did nothing.
You got your gun stolen."
Yeah.
That's the only thing you
brought a gun to a gorilla fight.
I mean, he tried really hard. So, like, he went out of his way to essentially protect Caitlin.
It's romantic.
It is. He's really softened up since he's come on. I mean,
let's think about it. When we first met him at the beginning of the season, he was, you know, the ass that no one liked or anything. Yeah. And now he's volunteering to go on excursions with the team, and he's really putting forth the effort to be a part of this team.
It's not like he volunteered to go on, like, we have to go clean up the beaches and we need volunteers. No, he was like, we're going to another Earth? I volunteer as tribute.
Would you not sign up?
I would.
See, if you're going to a crazy talking gorilla city, I'm in. I want to know.
I'm in, and I would be the Julian of the group because I'd show up with, like, a gun that I don't really know how to use.
Yeah.
And I'd get it stolen, and I'd just be the person there talking and not actually doing anything to help.
Yeah, you'd be the biggest Debbie Downer of the whole group.
I'd be like, hey guys, who's going to get us out of this life or death situation? It's definitely not going to be me. I'm relying on you guys right now.
That's basically what he was sitting on the sidelines the whole time being like, okay, everybody keeps talking about how Barry gets us out of these jams. Barry, it's time for you to step
your
up.
Job.
I'm ready to see it happen.
Though, I like that we got to see him be really silly because you knew it was a ruse from the beginning.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that he was playing into it so hard, and, like, you get these really classic lines like, I live for danger. I thought that that was a really good way of kind of softening up his character.
Yeah.
And can we talk about how many times he said, are we going to the planet of the apes?
I loved it.
Which I loved. Just, you know, all the funny internal joking that happens there, too.
So once, I guess we should back this baby up and talk about how we got to Gorilla City.
Yeah, let's back this baby up.
Oh, jeez. essentially, Harry was lured into Gorilla City by a special invitation, which he should have known was super shady. No.
He knew that's where we had sent Grodd, right?
Right, like, he was the one that suggested it.
Yeah, so like, why are you falling into the trap? Yeah. You should just know better. But yeah. Anyways.
But I it was a good way of luring the whole gang there, which I think was the best aspect of it.
I'd like to point out this moment where I went, I feel like, because our team came to save him, and we were like, no, if we go and we save Harry, then the gorillas won't attack us. And I went, well, wouldn't they need a portal? Wouldn't they need Cisco? Isn't this a way to lure Cisco?
No.
Yeah.
Yes. The answer is yes.
But then the threat was that Harry would build the portal, which also, I don't understand if Grodd can mind control people, why he didn't just have Harry pull up. If I'm like, hey, guys, come. Just come hang out.
I need you. Come out.
Just, hey, you know, just come over. No big deal. I'm in a jungle right now. Don't worry about it.
I'm in gorillas.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the way that we got a fun return of Harry, but like the way he spoke was very like grisly and very piecemeal sentences. I think they'd be like, something's weird about this.
This episode he was playing Harry in HR and Grodd playing Harry.
So good. Tom Kavanaugh.
Oh man,
talk about like having tricks up your sleeve.
This is almost as great as when we saw all the different Harrisons trying to do this stuff. So good.
We get this whole plot about Grodd is pleading to the gang, saying that Solovar is such a terrible tyrant, and that he needs to be overthrown, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys believe it for a second?
I'm gullible, so yes, I'll admit it.
Okay.
I was stuck on his name.
Really?
Solovar. And
Savitar
and Solovar.
Uh-huh.
Girl.
Salad bar.
Yes. The saboteur. What is happening?
I was on the fence about it because traditionally in the comics, Solovar is straight up good guy, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little like, they did muddy the waters a little bit. He was down to kill Barry. That wasn't a ploy. it's just that he didn't have any plans to invade anywhere. He was just about protecting his home turf. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which, I mean, he wouldn't have had to go to that extreme if the humans weren't lured to Gorilla City. Yeah. Which I thought that the way that this plan kind of came together was really well thought out on the writer's part and also on Grodd's part.
Yes.
Because he had so many different contingencies in place.
Yeah.
But beyond that, that Solovar flash fight, so good.
Yeah.
Guys, so good.
It felt like one of those cartoons where the ATM's broken and it's just spitting money everywhere. Like it's we're gonna get an episode where Barry and Iris are just sitting in the apartment the whole time. We're gonna know why because it's this episode. That fight scene.
That fight scene was awesome to watch, and just visually it was very stimulating. And I mean, Barry always is the one getting his ass kicked, so like you expect that too. But just having to think outside the box and using this arena setting, it felt like Spartacus and all those awesomeness all together.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you guys think about the aesthetics of Gorilla City itself?
I wondered a few things.
Okay.
I mean, so people are getting so mad because this is where my brain went. So these are like smart gorillas. Yes. They have thoughts and can build a city.
Psychic too. Don't
forget that. They're psychic.
They're psychic.
Yes.
And this is the city that they built themselves.
What's wrong with this city?
It seems
super green, you know?
Yeah.
It's also just very...
The arena?
Plain, like, very Greek.
Guys,
it felt like we were in Rome.
Roman Empire instead of, like, these really smart gorillas building, like, a technologically, like, sound and...
Yeah.
Also, like...
State-of-the-art building.
Gorillas and, like, I believe all sorts of monkey species, like, enjoy, like... being in the trees.
Uh-huh.
Like, build it off the ground, guys. Like, what is happening here?
I was all about the arena because it was like Pulp Novel 101. Like, it was a classic throwback. You see that stuff in Star Wars, John Carter. You've seen a lot of stuff because of John Carter, actually. And so it just felt like it was the exact tone I wanted from an episode like this, stuff like that. Once I saw it, when they did the pan over the city, I saw the arena. I'm like, yes, thank God. Thank you, God.
Helena Needs Hugs says they built the city on rock. They did.
But nice.
Needed to be said.
It's true.
It is.
Emma Frost says they watched Spartacus. Makes sense.
Yeah. I watched Spartacus.
I wonder why.
Because the boys didn't have shirts on.
I wonder if they were referring to the same Spartacus that you were referring to.
I hope so.
The Stars series, yes, right?
The Stars.
Yeah, they've been going old school with the movie. I don't know. A lot of skin in that movie.
So after Barry essentially gets wrecked, he does this sweet, sweet reverse flash punch, which I thought was a nice way of defeating him without killing him, even though the logistics of it leave me with questions.
Hey, I'm a little confused because I thought when the hand vibrated thing, that's a reverse flash kill move.
Right.
And then he just punched him, which he tried to do earlier and didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was confused about what resolved the fight.
There's maybe he like went just, I don't know, my hand side, right of the heart and punched him in the spine. You know?
Yeah, or in the stomach area. Still would wreck him. Mm-hmm. Still might not walk away from that
one. Do we know if that's where the heart is located on gorillas?
I presume
the
so.
I was trying to find an
I thought he did the hand, not a punch specifically, but went in and hit his heart like a smack upside the head. And he was like, whoa! Because then he didn't kill him. Couldn't give him a heart attack.
It's like a mini heart attack.
Yeah.
It's like he wrote his name in the death note, but like halfway through. Anyway, side note.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I thought that the way that this fight happened was, I thought it was really cool. Mostly in that, you wouldn't think that a gorilla could hold up against a speedster, but he was really adept at fighting. You can tell he's been doing this a really long time.
Yeah.
And Barry couldn't stand up to him at all. Not even with all of the tricks in his books, what with the lightning and the speed punches.
The lightning's useless. The lightning's so useless.
It
just takes so much. It's like
I was like, why is he still running? Yeah. Shouldn't he be ready to throw the lightning by now? He started running 5 minutes ago. Like, why is he still running in circles thinking that this is a good idea?
Yeah.
Throw some lightning already.
Right. I mean, I think what he needs to do is make his circle smaller. So he's like sucking out the air while he's preparing
his
lightning.
There you go.
Writers, I need you guys to do this.
He's giving Flash some pro tips over here. Come on.
Yes. Being a speedster myself.
Yeah.
How to be a speedster.
Come on.
Yeah. That's like first day moves, guys. but ultimately, after Flash is imprisoned again, they have to hang out and they have to figure out how to get out of the prison.
Yeah.
And so they let loose Killer Frost for a second.
Yeah.
Frosty.
Frosty, the snowman. My question here is, if we were going to have her use her powers anyway, why didn't she ever attempt to freeze the bars to get out?
Great. Great point.
Excellent question.
You didn't want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Barry tried. Yeah. Cisco tried.
Right.
Caitlin's sitting over there like, she's not going to try?
Yeah.
She's really conservative. She can only keep it confined to bodies.
Yeah.
So.
You give her a body, she's in.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If it's a bar, it's like, rather not.
Not worth it. Not worth the risk.
I also have questions.
Yes?
So she freezes Barry.
Yes.
But he's still, I mean, he's dead enough that Grodd believes that he's dead, even though Grodd is psychic and could read everyone's minds and know that he's not really dead. Right?
Maybe, unless they were all, like, humming It's a Small World the whole time.
Yeah. So then, that's my first point.
Okay.
Questions.
Questions.
No. I mean, this is what we're here for.
Yeah. So then, Caitlin puts her hand on Barry, freezes him, and he's conscious enough to hear them whisper that he's gone and still alive enough to be able to know it's time to vibrate out of it. but gotta be dead enough that a gorilla thinks he's dead.
Well, you gotta know, you know, Grodd didn't check his pulse or any of that.
He just checked
touched,
that he's cold.
He just touched, he's like, nah, cold. Yeah, I don't really need him anyway. Screw it, I'm gonna throw him in the bone pile.
Okay, right. Allow it.
The bone pile was cool. I like that they have a bone pile. I'm all for bone piles. It makes the aesthetic more threatening.
I also was a big fan of the bone pile. I don't understand. Dead body, close the gate. Dead body! He's going to smell there or there. It doesn't matter where you put him.
You put him in the bone. They're not savages, Yell. Yeah. You know?
They have a bone pile.
Dead bodies go in the bone pile. My bad. Prisoners go in the prison.
My mistake.
But the bone pile is also right next to the prisoner, so they have to smell that the whole time. So,
yeah.
You
know. Adds to the punishment.
Yes. Of course. Yeah.
And they have to watch their friend's body decay.
Yeah. Here's another question. Can we jump ahead for a minute?
Yeah.
The end, big reveal, Gypsy's back. Great, Gypsy's the best. We love Gypsy.
So hot.
I love Gypsy. I'm assuming.
So hot.
Okay. She's amazing.
So hot. She looks like she is not in her right mind at the end, that she's being mind controlled. Why didn't we try that with
Sisko?
With Sisko? Yeah.
That is a question I had myself.
Yeah. Maybe we could... Vibe Sisko, and he could have vibed him out of there.
Somebody in the chat suggested that she was lured there to save Sisko.
Probably.
Like a message was sent.
That seems fair.
And so maybe she was in the right mind, even though we think she isn't.
Maybe they're holding some over. Maybe because if she returns home, death penalty, yes? Is that where she... No, she lied.
No, she said she's dead.
There we go. But maybe Grodd's like, I'll reveal that.
Right. I mean, there's
I don't know how we know.
Because he's psychic.
Yes, of course, good point. Solid point.
There's also an argument to be made that them jumping through all these portals lured her there as well, because she is essentially a breach police officer.
That's true. She's attuned to that.
Yeah.
Good point. So, I'm just happy she's back.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was wondering how we were going to get her back.
Yeah.
I need her and Sisko to make out, like, a lot.
Everyone's getting booed up.
Yeah. Speaking of making out, not only we have Jesse back. Uh-huh. And her and Wally have issues, apparently, that occurred over time. They've been communicating.
Well, apparently, they were communicating, but apparently, since he became Kid Flash, he hasn't been calling her.
Is there, like, multiverse Skype or something? Like,
maybe he has Sisko open up breaches so he can toss, like,
that's
a letter
so much
through.
Work.
That would be so romantic.
He's just, like, tossing letters back and forth.
Yeah.
That's really romantic.
Pulls them into little airplanes and everything, like,
shoots
it through
there. Oh, man, if I were Sisko, I'd be so pissed.
Right?
It's like, I've got this cool-ass ability and you're making me use it as a mailman. I'm glorified mailman. Thank you.
I would love it if they had to have, like, phone sex with, like, holding Sisko's shoulder, you know? He's just, like, the bridge between them, and they're like, oh,
he's
I'm
the
taking
phone.
Off my clothes. Yeah.
He's the phone.
I love that idea.
But, you know, then they got busy. At least Wally got busy.
Yeah.
I mean, so my thing about this is, do you guys feel like it's too much for her to just immediately move to another Earth for this boy? I mean, they've been pen pals, and I get that they're trying to make it work.
Yeah.
But do you guys feel
they're
like it's justified?
They're real cute together.
They make me want
to
vomit.
I kind of want Jesse and Harrison to move to Earth One. I feel like if she's going to be like, Dad, I'm moving, he's going to be like, all right, I'm coming too. Because where is she going to live? I think you asked it.
Yeah.
She moving in with Joe?
Because Wally's living with
Wally
Joe right
Joe
now.
Yeah. Gonna shack up together. Good point. Is this what's happening?
I also thought it was a little weird. Like, hey, I know there's two Flashes over here, and your Earth is basically unprotected while you're over there. Also, don't know why you're over here not going to save your dad because you're also a speedster. But leave your Earth completely unprotected and come live with me. I'm not gonna leave, even though I'm also Rans, basically.
Right.
I need you to come over here to me.
Yeah, why doesn't he go there? Yeah,
exactly.
My bad.
From a creative standpoint, why does he go over there? Because if they're going to have three speedsters on the show, like, how is anybody going to be a threat to them ever?
Ever. Yes. But does having three speedsters in the future, because she's not around, or we haven't seen her in the flash forwards of the future, would having a third speedster around help save?
Yes.
Good point.
Changes everything.
That should be the key element that we need to change the future.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
We should get Jay over there, too.
Yeah.
Get all the speedsters.
Get all the speedsters together.
Seriously, though, you should put that on the calendar, like, hey, we're going to call up all of our speedster buddies. You know how we had that conference call to get all the Harrys from the different realities? We'd do that with all the speedsters.
All the speedsters.
Yeah.
It could work. Let's save Iris this way instead of trying to change headlines, which you end up making come true instead.
Yeah. Solid point. Solid
it's
true. Point.
It's
I'm destiny. Really smart sometimes.
Oh my gosh, Tiana, you impress me. Oh
so
my
is
gosh,
Barry sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Oh man, I'm on the same level.
I'd like
as
to
Barry.
Think that you're smarter than Barry. You know.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate you.
Yeah, people in the chat. Renji says, "My question." Sorry, Lay Jen said, "My question also." Wally could move. Yeah,
yep.
Wally, go to Earth 2.
Yeah. You're living with your dad, man. You can, it's only up from here.
Grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is the woman always got to move to go be with
right?
the man?
Again, right? Like, again, we know Earth 2 is a hellhole. That's where the evil versions of everybody live.
Is.
Yeah, so they need somebody.
She probably needs some help over
have
there.
We, did we ever run into Earth 1, Jesse? No, because she's not born.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I was going to say she's probably evil.
People in the chat really like your phone sex line with Vibe. And we have 1-800-VIBE hotline.
There you go.
From Art Master Austin.
The fan fiction is flowing right now.
and Emma Frost 45 says it would be called Vibration.
Ooh.
These are good ones, guys.
$2.99 a minute.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it
for multiverse. That's true. That's a little cheap.
That's real cheap.
Yeah,
but
depends
like,
on how long you get.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
5 minute, 5 minute minimum.
Yeah.
Right, guys?
Like, they're young.
You know. Yeah,
they could probably go for a while.
But they're also speedsters. We've learned that isn't quite always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gross.
I did consider the fact they're both speedsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of friction.
They might like open
fast.
A hole in the space time continuum. We don't know.
And we're done.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just imagining the possibility.
We're done,
and the whole Earth has been sucked. So, whoops. It was worth it.
Everyone's dead.
Oh, man. I want to take a quick moment to talk about iTunes, guys.
Oh.
I love iTunes. And I also love what we're doing here, guys.
Yes.
And I feel like you love what we're doing here. So the way that you can show your love for the love that we have is to go onto iTunes and hit that, not a thumbs up, but the 5-star.
There it is.
And leave a comment below, and we read those babies. We read the shiz out of those babies.
We do.
I love those comments, man.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we read them together.
That's true.
There
we hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on YouTube, make sure, you know, hit that thumbs up. Let our producers know that you approve. And then they'll be like, aw, dang, that Flash team doing so good. That Flash team, they like superheroes over there because they got such good ratings. And you know what? That would be because of you. You.
You.
You. You. You. You. Oh.
You get a car.
You
get a car.
Everybody gets a car.
I think we have a review.
Do we?
I think so. Yeah, last week there was no episode because it was Valentine's
Day.
That's
correct.
Happy Valentine's
Day. But we got a review from Jimbo Shrump.
Okay.
Can't miss even one. 5 stars! One of my go-to podcasts. Been listening since the beginning, and it's really my favorite. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
There it is.
And we have another one that I don't know if it's been read, but I feel like it should be.
Okay. Do it.
It's interesting podcast from Nerdity Nerd Nerd.
Okay.
There it is.
Enjoyable as all the other DC after shows. And then, I don't recognize the other hosts.
Oh.
Yes.
That's why she
wanted
to read that one.
Yep. But they're enjoyable.
Imagine.
The show is fun. Yay.
Who's Yell?
Never heard of her.
Yeah. Is she new to AfterBuzz?
Thanks, Nerdity Nerd Nerd. I like that you don't know anybody else, which is hilarious because I believe you're on all of the DC shows.
I am on all of them, yes.
All of them.
That's Tari J. Miller.
That's T-A-U-R-I-J. Okay.
iTunes is not live, but we do read the reviews if you go and write them.
That is true.
Yes.
Speaking of love, Julian and Caitlin are a thing now. And it's really cute and it's really weird.
Yeah.
I have opinions.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you guys share yours.
Why is it weird?
Well, I want to hear your opinions.
Yes. I like the idea of Julian finding a love interest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the idea of Caitlin always being passed off to, like, the new guy on the team. Mm-hmm. It really makes me sad. Mm-hmm. Like, she had a fiancé, and then I feel like every time she meets someone new, she's like, are you going to be my new boyfriend? Are you going to be... Like, it makes me sad, because I want her to just do her own thing, and I want her to just keep being a kick-ass scientist, which they seem to have forgotten that she is. And so they just give her these love interests to be like, yeah, have some drama.
Yeah. But you got to admit, I think Draco is probably her best love interest yet, right?
Yes.
Because they keep passing her off because her love interests are traditionally awful. Just the worst. I'm looking at you. What, Zalman?
Yes.
Zalman, I'm looking at you, man.
True. Yes,
that is really good point.
They're just all like, just I'm all... sorry, original Firestorm, you're fine. New Firestorm Jax is just better. I'm sorry. It's just more interesting. I'm sorry.
No? I mean, it's
for
true.
Me better. For me better.
Just because we haven't seen new Firestorm shirtless, I'm not sure.
It's fair.
I feel.
You know what? That's a fair argument. Okay. That's a fair argument.
Okay. I mean, I will agree in that, like, he is probably the first one that's been her equal in terms of intelligence. Mm-hmm. And business practices and ethics.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that they complement each other in that she's super nice and he's super, like, salty.
Yeah.
But, see, I've been seeing this pairing up since before he was even part of the team.
Oh,
so maybe that's why I don't see it as she's getting the new guy to the team. She's getting the person who, from the first episode of the season when I saw them interact, I was like, there's something there. Yeah. I can see that happening. So for me, I'm just excited that she finally has someone there who's looking out for her as the number one person to look out for.
Because
Caitlin's looking out for everyone else and is always the person saving them in ways. And now she has this guy who's like, I have no superpowers whatsoever, but I'm going to come along just to make sure you make the right choices and that you don't put yourself in a predicament where you might have to use your powers and turn into the person you don't want to become.
Oh.
Like,
that's very fair.
That's bae right there.
I like Julian a lot. I like him on the team. I like his relationship with Caitlin. However, I still miss Alchemy. I thought Alchemy was a way more compelling villain than Savitar. And so every time I'm sitting there liking Julian, I'm like, Alchemy was so cool.
The questions from the chat are they Caitlin? Are they Killer Alchemy?
Ooh.
What? And all of her people die. So
that
really,
is true.
Like, he's not going to live.
Yes. I mean, I would, if you're combining her her super name, it would be Killian, would be a good
one. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Killian. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Kilchemy?
Kilchemy.
Kilchemy.
I like both of those.
Yes.
You go with both of their.
It's really
alternate.
They could also be a good villain couple, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. They go Killer Snow, Dr. Alchemy.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll get that season four. I see it happen. Make it happen.
If he survives.
If she survives.
I mean,
she'll probably
survive.
And I think originally he only signed on for, you know, one season of the show so far. So by putting him with Caitlin, yes, it does mean that he has a 50-50 shot of either dying or living and staying on the show even longer and signing on for next season.
To be fair, they need to thin the herd a little bit for Team Flash. It's getting a little
chunky. Well, if we're
adding
Jesse, then, like, we gotta get rid of someone.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think they need to add more people.
Need more
people.
Bring Patty Spivitt back.
This isn't Legends. Yeah, we don't need this.
I'm a big Patty Spivitt supporter.
The Snowberry fans in the chat are not happy with us right now.
Yeah, fair.
Because, you know. But I...
Yes.
I think that Julian, he's getting funnier and better and great, and we're starting to like him, which means they're going to kill him.
Kill him off.
Maybe.
But he's a nice, like, new Harry. Because I like HR. I actually prefer HR to Harry.
Thank you. Get out of here.
Great episode for Tom Cavanaugh when he's giving Jesse the little, like, love advice and he's playing with his drumstick on the thing. I like HR. I think he has a cool dynamic. And Julian kind of brings the classic.
No.
Harry. No?
No.
Okay.
No, HR is not welcome.
I like HR.
Especially.
Always have.
He's going to be pissed.
Yes. HR playing off of Harry was probably one of my favorite things this episode.
So fun. Yeah. Really cool.
Tom Cavanaugh, guys.
I know.
I would watch just him.
Yeah. Just a whole show of him.
They should do an episode just of all the multiverse Harrys.
just interacting with each other.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
But the other reason they need Julian is so that Barry, Cisco, and Caitlin can all be out in the field, and then you still have Julian sitting back, like, manning the controls and everything in the office.
That's true.
And I don't want Caitlin to be killer.
They need Julian and a team of Harrys running
the controls. Yeah, because like, HR, he doesn't know what to do. He's going to press the wrong button.
Yeah.
Right. Julian can sit there and be like, HR, sit down and like drum your one drumstick. Like, where's the second drumstick?
He had two this episode. I pointed it out to you. I really would love to have HR and Julian stuck together while the team is out. Because that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that. That'd be a
fun dynamic.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. The writers are listening. Yeah. They're typing it out right now.
They're on board.
Yeah. It's actually going to be the season finale. They're going to wrap up all of the Iris death stuff. And then that last episode is just going to be HR hanging out with Julie and being like, hey, so you like husks?
Yeah. Wait, they're like, hold on, we need to put this vibe / fiction on hold real quick with him being the sex phone.
Yeah.
So we can do this episode with Julian and HR.
Oh, sex man. It's like the Teen Titans Go of The Flash.
Yeah.
Anyways. You guys have anything else that you wanted to cover before we head on to the predictions?
Oh, so predictions.
Okay. Keith David as Solovar.
Yeah.
So great.
So good. Yeah.
Because it's Clancy Brown as Grodd, right? If I recall.
Yes.
And so having Keith David, it was just great. Just hearing his voice is just amazing.
Oh, yeah. It, like, makes your heart swoon.
Yeah.
Because that's Goliath, guys. If you watched Gargoyles as a growing up.
Tell me about Gargoyles.
Guys, Gargoyles was a great, it was a great show. It had a lot of Shakespeare references. It had very complex writing. There were a whole season that was basically an episode of Doctor Who.
I'm assuming this is something that's happened before.
Natari just really likes Gargoyles.
Every show, there's at least a moment that I'm talking about.
Gargoyles. Listen, Greg Weissman's great. Did you see Young Justice?
Of course I did.
Great. Did you see Spectacular Spider-Man?
Parts of it.
Loved it. Okay. Highly recommend
that
you visit that.
I started watching it and then
about to be a what? A nerd out?
Before we head into predictions, speaking of nerds, why don't we spend a minute and talk about DJ?
Oh, DJ.
Yes.
Yes. You're a big comic guy.
Yes.
You have a comic.
I do. I do. If you go to chaostheorycomic.com, you can see the Indiegogo campaign for my very first comic book called Chaos Theory Zombies vs. Dinosaurs, and it delivers exactly what the title says. You've got zombies, you've got dinosaurs, you've got a group of humans trying to survive zombies and dinosaurs. I pitch it like this. All right? This is the way the idea came to me.
Yeah.
You know at the end of the Dawn of the Dead remake where the survivors sail off to a tropical island to get away from the zombies?
Mm-hmm.
What if that island was a Jurassic Park island? That idea occurred to me, and I ran with it, and now it is a comic book. We just, we've reached 100% of our initial funding goal.
Oh, wow.
We've reached our first stretch goal, so we're on to our second stretch goal.
Nice.
And I'm really excited about this next stretch goal. We've got a new reward that we're going to be announcing soon, but on top of it, if we reach 16,000, which is our second stretch goal, I'll be able to do a higher quality print run of the comic, which is the way I've always wanted to do it. This is the way I've wanted to present this comic to people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really hoping we'll reach that next stretch goal so we can do that. But the response has been really cool. I want to thank you guys for having me on and let me talk about it.
Yeah.
ChaosTheoryComic.com. It is the craziest comic of 2017.
Thank you.
I heard about it.
So help make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We want to make sure if we're going to nerd out, we're going to nerd out properly on this show.
Heck yeah.
Doesn't get much nerdier than zombies and dinosaurs.
I've heard you pitch it the way that you pitch it with the end of the movie in the Jurassic Park. And I go, I don't like zombies, but that sounds amazing.
Listen, if you don't like zombies, then you'll love to see dinosaurs rip up zombies.
Hey,
I gotta see
now I'm thinking of like in Jurassic Park, like the T-Rex going in the car and like.
Well, it's really cool because we just finished the initial pencils on all the pages. It's a 36-page full color one shot,
mm-hmm.
and my artist Pietro Antonioni, he's just done a really great job. It was really, like, I've basically seen the comic, like, flip. It's I'm really excited for people to get their hands on it. I think it's a lot of fun. Got a lot of action, a little bit of heart. If you like The Flash, if you liked seeing giant gorilla arena battles, then you will like Chaos Theory.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah.
And except there's some heart in there too. Does a zombie just and a dinosaur fall in heart. Love?
Not too much no. heart.
But the our literally big bad is a zombie T-Rex titled the Z-Rex.
Yes!
Yeah.
All right, you guys, you need to go right now and fund this thing so that we can have one in my pocket. Yep. Specifically mine.
Yep.
Sharing is caring.
It's true. awesome. Let's move on to predictions, guys.
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Prediction.
I have predictions from the chat, but go ahead.
I'm hoping that was just in our headphones. And the audience has no idea what we just heard.
We just sat here silent.
Like, wait, what's happening? I look like I'm losing my mind for no reason.
Guys, the strobe button's like broken right now.
Oh, I was wondering why the strobe is still going.
So anyone on YouTube, if you have any issues.
Yeah. Then it stopped.
Great. So in the next episode preview, the gorillas are invading Central City, and we gotta stop them no matter what. What do you guys think is gonna happen?
I think gorillas are gonna attack the city.
Oh.
That's what I'm predicting.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Ivan in the chat says Grodd is the big bad for season 4. The whole season. I think that's great.
Haven't they predicted that for, like, Grodd's gonna be the big bad of season 2, and then season 2, they're like, he's gonna be they want him to be the big bad. The kids want it. Give it to them.
Here's the thing. I think they need a bit more of a budget to make him the big bad of the entire season.
Not necessarily.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna say it because it needs to be said. None of those gorillas were anatomically correct.
Wait, we
were directly below them.
Oh man!
Yeah. Below what's his name when he Salazar. Jumped down? That's it. Yeah. Not Savitar.
Yes.
When he jumped down, and I went, this seems inaccurate.
Maybe blowing it was the lid cold. Off.
You never know. And also, Earth 2 gorillas.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe that's why Grodd's so pissed.
Yeah. They were experimented on.
Exactly. I'd be bothered too.
It's the 8 o'clock hour on a CW TV show. Yeah. Maybe showing.
That's just something. We get more fur or something.
Yeah.
More fur would be a good, like, hey, it's there somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, it's in there.
We got tweeted a prediction, which I think is so good, from Daryl King. Yeah, it's so good.
It's really good.
Daryl King says, maybe Savitar is Sisko's brother, which is a fate worse than death. Sisko will have to kill him.
Very cool.
Such a good prediction.
I was bummed to remember that Sisko's evil brother from Earth 2 was killed, right?
Yes.
That would have been great. That would have been great to have Earth 2, Sisko's brother, tearing it up, ripping Sisko's heart out. Figuratively and maybe literally.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, there's all these other Earths. It could still happen.
Yeah.
You know? He could just appear and be like, I'm from Earth 17.
Yeah, and you'd be like, all right. Sure thing.
Sure.
And it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
Olivia says that she thinks Jesse and HR are going to move to Earth 1.
I don't even really understand why they had to leave in the first place. I mean, I get why they left, but also... Don't leave. Stay here.
It's their home.
You've been gone from there long enough. You can live here now.
I'm all for them staying on Earth, too, because, again, you can't have too many speedsters. And also, I like HR. If I can choose between Harry and HR, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
No, the show's not over yet. Yeah. Stop sending our guests away.
Sorry.
Does anyone have any other predictions? Anyone think anything about the season as a whole or just the next episode?
King Shark and Gorilla Grodd throw down next episode.
That would be bananas.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
It would be the... What was it? The worst, best video game.
Yeah.
Yes. That was great. And I think that is what we'll have.
Okay.
So at this point, like, they've got the board, right? The board of things they need to change. And I notice it's written in white, and there's a little red Kid Flash. Because Kid Flash saved the day instead of regular Flash. So they didn't stop the invasion of the gorillas. So they're doing not so great on the board of things they need to accomplish at this point.
Not at all.
Okay. Good. Good job, guys.
I mean, in discussions that maybe we've had or just me and Yael have had, like, their best course of action isn't to wait until or try to prevent the future. It's to wait until it's the past and then change it. Because we know that you can change the past.
Yeah, but that doesn't always work out.
No,
so
it works great. It works great.
Flashpoint 2.
No, it's great. It always works. Especially,
Emma Frost says HR should go defend Earth 2 alone with his drumstick. And I agree. I agree.
I would watch the show. I'd be into it.
I think instead of trying to change the headlines, because they really are sucking
at it. They're not doing great.
Think about I think the Jesse Quick thing really helps the idea that she's now there and she wasn't there before.
Yeah.
Add more elements to it, right? Like, instead of trying to take all the elements out, put more in. Let's just put more in.
Yeah, he should get not only Jay, get Jesse over there, get Jay on speed dial, call up Oliver, get Supergirl.
Yes, Supergirl.
You know, calling everybody's like, guys, I got this idea for something called the Justice League. All right, I need you all to be at this spot on this day. It's really important.
It's real important.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they could all be called for aliens, then why can't they be called for this? You know, for Barry's girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. They're one of those sweet, sweet favors.
No.
Since you brought up Alchemy, I would like to see Alchemy come back this season. And he has to, since we know that Savitar at some point comes back.
Yeah, do we have any inkling about how Savitar will possibly... Maybe it's past Savitar.
Yes.
I mean, maybe maybe it's not Julian, right? Like, Savitar doesn't have to use Julian to be alchemy.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that'd been be there, cool. done that, don't need to repeat
well,
it.
Well, right. we traded up in our Count Vertigos on Arrow, switching them out, so we could do a similar, get a new alchemy in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, his gimmick was just way better than Savitar's.
Yeah.
Savitar's like, I know, I'm also faster than you.
Yeah, what? You don't want another speedster, bro?
Yeah, don't worry, season 4, Grodd's gonna get the speed force in season 4 and somehow be faster than Barry.
Oh my gosh, a fast gorilla?
Yeah.
Bro, just them tiny legs running.
Clearly doesn't need it. Solver worked Barry over, no problem.
Oh man, okay guys, we're gonna wrap this baby up. Thank you for joining us here on AfterBuzz TV. You know we're here every week, but in between episodes you can hit us up on them social medias. So Tiana, where can they find you?
You can find me at the Tiana Hobson.
Yell.
You can find me on other shows like Switched at Birth and Grimm for the final season and SVU and Gay Weekly Roundtable. I'm trying to think of shows that I do here.
Uh-huh.
And The Flash.
Yeah.
I'm also everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. And I have a podcast. It's called Intimate Interrogations. Sometimes it is filthy and sometimes it is not.
Nice. DJ, where can they find you?
At DJ Talks Trash on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I also host a podcast with Sam Basher called Only Stupid Answers. It is not filthy in the way that I'm assuming your podcast is.
Sometimes, but
it is a lot of fun. So that's Only Stupid Answers. And ChaosTheoryComic.com. Help me make a comic that's the craziest comic of 2017.
Yay!
Nice! And I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. That's TariJay. And also here on the ABTVCWDC Slate. All of the letters. Anyways, thank you for joining us once again. And until we see you next week, have a great one.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.